The state assembly already unanimously approved the phosphorus ban. If the Senate follows suit and the governor approves, it would make it illegal for retailers to display phosphorus-based lawn fertilizer on their shelves. The hope is that the ban would cut down on the phosphorus runoff that leads to massive, sometimes toxic algae blooms in Wisconsin lakes. The ban would not apply to farmers, and people could still use phosphorus fertilizer to establish new lawns. Senators will also consider changing Wisconsin's more than century-old John Doe law so that it's not quite as easy for an inmate to launch a criminal complaint against a corrections officer. The state employees union helped craft the change and calls it a top priority this session. A similar plan got hung up in the legislature last session. Both the Senate and Assembly will debate whether the state should regulate traveling sales crews, which in essence would mean regulating some of the companies that hire college kids as contractors to sell magazines. The plan was spurred by an accident 10 years ago when 7 young people were killed in a traffic accident while working for one of these crews. Assembly lawmakers will also debate getting rid of a law that right now requires courts to suspend someone's driver's license when they're arrested for certain drug crimes. That plan already cleared the Senate with support from both parties. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.